At the governor's news conference on Monday, Dr. Andy Wilper brought some ominous news from his hospital, the Boise VA.
Presently, there is an outbreak of the disease at the Idaho State Veterans Home and record numbers of patients admitted to our acute care hospital that are threatening our ability to maintain hospital operations. This outbreak has become so pronounced that we are working with our regional and national partners to identify healthcare workers to travel to Boise to help care for our patients.
Dr. Josh Kern had a similar story from his home community, Jerome.
The burden, the recent surge of patients we're seeing really may not be possible to keep up with.
Kern is a family doctor in the St. Luke's Health System in southern Idaho's Magic Valley. He says healthcare workers are worn out after 7 months of working with coronavirus patients.
Ask one of them how things are going in the hospital at St. Luke's Magic Valley, and you'll hear that we're reaching a kind of critical tipping point. Nurses are having to work extra shifts. The acuity or the sickness level of the COVID patients is very high, sometimes almost as if an ICU patient, but we don't have room in the ICU, so they're on the regular medical floor, and it's very burdensome. People are getting very tired, and it seems to be only getting worse.
Kern says the number of patients in his hospital hit a new high over the weekend. He says it's the same for other hospitals in southern and eastern Idaho. In Coeur d'Alene, Kootenai Health reported a similar story last week, very nearly full of patients. On Monday, it reported caring for 35 COVID patients. Kern hopes the situation doesn't get as dire as it may be in other western cities.
Salt Lake City today announcing that they're looking at potentially having to ration ICU care for patients, meaning healthcare providers now have to decide who lives and dies.
He says some Idaho hospitals may soon have to make similar decisions. Kern and Wilper say people who doubt the coronavirus is a serious disease are wrong, and they urged people to take the necessary steps to keep the disease from being spread. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.